This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
U.S. stocks rebounded on Monday, with the S&P 500 snapping a six-day losing streak as investors brace for a rush of big tech earnings. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% to climb back above 5,000 after closing below the key level on Friday for the first time since February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.7%, or more than 200 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite also gained 1.1% as AI darling NVIDIA rebounded by adding more than 4%. Hopes are now resting on big tech earnings this week to reassure and reignite the market. On deck are quarterly reports from Meta, Microsoft, and Alphabet. The focus Monday was on Tesla, as the EV maker cut prices in the U.S., China, and several other countries. Tesla will report quarterly results on Tuesday after the market close. The Elon Musk-led company has already unsettled some investors with its robo-taxi push and decision to have shareholders vote again on Musk's rejected pay package. Tesla shares lost 3.4%. Meanwhile, the debate over the Federal Reserve's stance on rate cuts continued to rumble after Chair Jerome Powell and fellow policymakers turned more hawkish last week in the face of persistent inflation. Given that, minds are already turning toward Friday's release of the PCE index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, as critical to assessing whether rates will stay higher for longer. Looking at the trending tickers for Monday, telecom giant Verizon reported mixed first-quarter earnings results while reaffirming its full-year guidance. The company posted a lower-than-expected loss in postpaid phone connections. Verizon reported a loss of 68,000 postpaid phone subscribers during the quarter, beating the 100,000 subscriber loss anticipated by analysts. Verizon shares declined as much as 4%, reversing earlier opening gains. And shares of Salesforce rose on Monday after Informatica announced it is not in talks to be acquired by the cloud-based software company. Informatica was responding to a Wall Street Journal report which stated Salesforce was in talks to buy the data development firm for roughly $10 billion. Shares of Informatica fell as much as 8%. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.